Good day, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Janelle MacPhail, and welcome to my podcast on adverse childhood experiences called ACEs, Knowing is the First Step. The goal of this podcast is to leave you, the listener, with a basic understanding on the importance of identifying ACEs and being trauma-informed. For additional information to help you become more informed, you can always visit Peace for Gainesville's website or your own community's rendition for a trauma-responsive model or help create one. Why is knowing the first step? Before those studies, there was no groundwork for combating the severity of ACEs at its roots. There was no community-responsive model or initiatives, and many persons lived with their ACEs and their outcomes and passed on ACEs to their own children. So knowing was the first step in the medical and public health community that sparked the ACEs movement and mobilized medical professionals like Dr. Nadine Burke and Dr. Nancy Hart. Medical professionals are not the only persons who can help with ACEs and help with being responsive to them. Initiatives like Peace for Gainesville are not solely compiled of doctors, but of persons dedicated to creating a sustainable and proactive model of beating ACEs and protecting our nation. Dr. Burke quoted Dr. Block in her TED Talk saying, in the words of Dr. Block, the former president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, adverse childhood experiences are the single greatest unaddressed public health threat facing our nation today. From the material learned during this course, I thoroughly believe that this is a very true statement. Before this course, I had no idea what an ACE score was, what an ACE was, and I definitely did not know what any of the links were. And after this course, I can say that, and I think many other of my peers and anyone else listening to this, that ACEs are one of, if not the single greatest unaddressed public health facing our nation. So now that I've talked about what ACEs are and some of the pioneers in the ACEs combative world, what are they really? Well, the original 10 in the Kaiser CDC studies were physical, verbal, and sexual abuse, physical and emotional neglect, a family member who is alcoholic or addicted to other drugs, a family member who is incarcerated, a family member who is depressed or has other mental illness issues, or witnessing a parent being abused or experiencing parental divorce or separation. So if a child has any of these, then for each of these, you would get an A score of 1, any additional experiences, you would get an A score of 2, and so forth. So these were the basic framework questions that the CDC asked in their study in 1995 to 1997. But now, with further research, some of the research done in Florida, across the state, some by the CDC, some by more localized studies, some that were mentioned in the movie that we watched, we had a basic understanding, but nowadays we have other more insidious types of ACEs that children are more prevalent to seeing, things that happen that people may know about and say nothing about, like racism in schools, in communities, like bullying, whether cyber or in person, living in unsafe neighborhoods. We talk about living in unsafe neighborhoods. We know what these unsafe neighborhoods are. We know where they are. If we don't live in that neighborhood, we tell our children not to go in that neighborhood after certain hours. These are the neighborhoods where a parent may say you need to get in before XYZ hours because you know, list, insert, some form of toxic stress factor, something that maybe it's violence on the streets. Maybe you're going to witness some sort of violence. It's not always sexual abuse. It's not always physical abuse. Other types of things that are considered ACEs are not having enough of basic necessities like food, going without food for long terms of time or intermittently. It becomes something that stresses a child's body, something that stresses a child's brain, because it is thinking of not being able to get the necessities. Being homeless is another form of adverse childhood experiences. Not just being homeless, sometimes moving a lot. It doesn't have to be in a negative way. Some children who may be in military families move from place to place, not because they are not they're not homeless. It's not for a bad reason. They move a lot because their parent moves a lot. But being uprooted and changing their environment can also be a toxic stress factor for that child. So these are some of the more obvious and some of the lesser obvious factors that children will experience. Children may experience more than one. Children may experience two or three, but above three, this is when there tends to be long-term detrimental effects for that child. ACEs are also, by a child's body, seen as the same. So it isn't always just the physical or the sexual abuse that will be linked to a chronic illness. ACEs studies have shown that any four of any of the ACEs listed or any other form of toxic stress has been linked to different chronic illnesses such as cancer, hepatitis, kidney disease, and heart disease. ACEs affect the brain as well in such a way that children grow into teens with ill effects that can hamper their learning abilities and their ability to control their impulses. And these can lead to not only a lower quality of life, but many detrimental effects that affect our nation and the world in a negative manner, like mental health issues, their tendencies to be violent and act out as adults, as child, as teens, or their dependence on substances, and the statistics of whether or not that person will grow up or even as a child will be 12 times as likely to try to commit suicide or be successful in that. So you may think that ACEs aren't that common, or that many people who may have one ACE will not have another ACE. And studies have shown that that is not true. The statistic shows that 64% of adults have at least a score of one in the United States. And that in the statistics, there is almost a 90% chance of having a score of two or more if you have one ACE score. For instance, if you are homeless, you are likely to be doing without food. You are likely to not have two parents. You are likely to see the quote unquote darker underbelly of the world. You are likely to be without healthcare, to be without access to things that other children or any form of healthy children need to have. And that right there is at least an ACE score of three. If you're homeless and Black, you may also experience racism. You may be bullied at school. There are a lot of different factors that play into this. So what do you do? If you know someone, or you are that someone who feels like you may have a score of three or more, you should seek help. You can seek help with a doctor. You can seek help with a community resource like Peace for Gainesville. Peace for Gainesville also has links to other types of community resources. If you're a parent who is afraid that your child is being bullied or is facing some adverse childhood experience at home, you're a parent that feels that your partner is somewhat abusive, maybe not physical, there's some form of neglect, there are links to other things in Alachua County, like after school care, after school, there are info sessions and more seminars for you to know what can happen. You can talk to your boss, you can talk to your job. They have foundational courses where they will come in if you feel like your job could be helped by talking about how to speak to employees in a non-racist and non-toxic way. It's not just children that are affected by ACEs. So again, knowing is the first step, and getting others to know is a part of that step, which is why we're here for this podcast. ACEs themselves, it sounds very heavy. It is a heavy topic, but it is not something that cannot be combated. Resilience is the term used to how we fight ACEs, to build resilience through a community model, which is what Peace for Gainesville does, or to just build resilience in your child specifically. We can do it through creating a safe space at home, creating a safe space at school, creating a safe space at a Boys and Girls Club, having a foundational place that you can go to, you can feel safe, you can talk about things that are affecting you. These are important things that children will need, especially if they're facing ACEs, but things that children will always benefit from regardless of if they have a score of 4, 6, 2, or 0. ACEs don't only affect children. ACEs affect teens, and many times children and teens learn not how to be resilient, but how to ignore the issue, and it continues and becomes an issue, a detrimental issue in their life moving forward. Now we have come to a close. Remember ACEs, knowing is the first step, and to visit Peace for Gainesville website or your own community's rendition for a trauma responsive model, or to help create one. This is Jenny McPhail signing off.